Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Pats scored 7 offensive touchdowns Sunday against the Steelers, with the 5th highest single-game point total in team history. The game was close entering the fourth quarter, but it was all Patriots from there. And when it's all Patriots down the stretch of a football game, most likely their all-time great quarterback is somewhat involved. Tom Brady is back. Hang on a second, when did he ever leave? Sure, it was a shaky first half of the season. The stats said so, as did the eye test. But Brady's teammates, they knew he never left.
Well, everyone out there has always got all the answers for the guys in here, but we just keep going out there fighting, and Tom had one hell of a game.
That he did. Never before had a team put up 55 points on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Brady needed only 23 completions to post the 3rd highest yardage game of his career. 4 touchdown passes marked a season high, and after throwing an interception in 4 straight games, he had a clean sheet on Sunday. So was this outing an anomaly for the 2013 Tom Brady, or was it a sign that the Pats offense just needed to reach November to hit its stride?
I mean, it was a good day by everybody, so, I mean, the quarterback, it's, you know, you're the one that, I got the ball in my hands, I'm trying to spread it around to the guys that are open, and they're making plays, so that was the best thing is, you know, you throw it and they catch it and run with it, it makes a good day for the quarterbacks.
He's a great quarterback. There's no question about it. And the good thing about Tom is he gets you know, the troops ready, and he rallies everybody, you know, behind him, and he's a leader, and that's what makes Tom Brady good.
Will the questions about Tom Brady and the Pats offense now end? Not necessarily. They'll need to build off the dismantling of the Steelers. But Sunday's game could certainly be a sign of what's to come, with a healthy Rob Gronkowski and Danny Amendola, an emerging Aaron Dobson, and a productive running game. And, oh yeah, that quarterback isn't too bad. Seems like he may be the same guy who's been wearing a Patriots uniform for the last 13 seasons.
You play once a week, and it was a good week of practice, and it showed in the game, and we have a bye week, and then we play Carolina, so, you know, this really doesn't matter much going forward to the score. You know, I think the improvement of our team and the confidence, and that's the most important thing.
Well, Brady's numbers against most teams in his career are pretty good. Against the Steelers, quite impressive. All time, including regular season and postseason, he's 7-2 against Pittsburgh with 20 touchdown passes and just 3 interceptions. Perhaps an AFC Player of the Week award is in his very near future. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.